All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight we're going to follow up with our early active fish because we started talking about stick baits. What do you think we're going to talk about?
Stick baits.
We're going to stick it to you.
Stick baits. Shut up.
You know, I was just thinking.
Someone always says something stupid at the beginning.
Well, because this is the only time that we can really, like, you know, where we kind of break it out, feel, you know, spread our wings a little. Because Brad always hogs it. But I was thinking, you know, Mitch, what if we got something like that?
Who's talked the most already?
Like, you know, we need to get like, right? We need to get like some sort of intro, like, you know, like the Four Tops or something, you know, like singers, like welcome to All Eyes, you know, something good, like
shut
hey
up.
Everybody, welcome to all everyone.
It's the same thing.
It's brutal.
It's easy.
That's what I promise. I promise. Mitch and I will find somebody that can sing, and they'll come in here and sing instead of Brad.
Talking. No, it's good. It's good. He does a good job.
See. It democracy in action. Who keep it? Yes.
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 I
just got. I, anyway, there. Let's talk about stick baits. And you know what?
All right, here we go.
Stick baits. Not saying anything after I bring this up. I'm going to be the questioner because I don't want to hear it.
Oh, wow.
All right. Stick baits.
All right, guys. The best podcast we've ever done in 5, 4. Three.
Two. One. Stick baits.
All done.
Stick baits.
So no. Mitch, stick baits.
So anyway, no. Jesus. So stick baits. I think we need to go in.
You like stick baits.
Because guys have no idea. Some guys totally understand stick baits. When we talk about stick baits, we're going to be talking about what kind of baits that we're using early. Well, we use them all year, right? But right now, this time of year, we're predominantly using stick baits. Doesn't mean you can't use swim baits or jigs or anything like that, but let's focus on what stick baits are. What are they to you? What's your favorite ones that you guys like to use and why? And tell me about the size that you're using also.
Well, you know, stick baits to me are long, skinny crankbaits.
Made out of hickory.
No, I like plastic myself. They last longer. But no, so a long, skinny profile.
Long, skinny plastic profile.
And my favorite, because that was your question, Brett. Mm-hmm. Wait, don't start talking. Just let me answer here.
Three, two.
I like the Husky Jerks by Rapala. Glass perch is my favorite.
You like the glass.
13, well on glass. Number 13. And I will outfish both of you.
Well, we've been out on the boat before.
I'll be using the same thing, so how could you outfish me?
We've been out on the boat before where you've thrown that on there, and that works pretty well. I am not a huge fan of the glass series. I just have not done very well on them. But perch is always a good color. You know, yeah. I mean, most of these walleyes especially are on lakes with perch. But I'm going to be a little different. I'm going to, you know, I like those. It's really tough to beat a rogue. You know, I mean, it's that silver black back rogue is one of the best. One of the best.
I love rogues.
I mean, I that is by far one of my go-to presentations is that rogue. I mean, I would go for the rogue and then the original.
So Rapala. When you say the rogue, Rapala. you're just talking the basic black and silver one?
Smithwick rogue.
Yep, Smithwick rogue.
Smithwick rogue. So people know what rogues are.
Yeah, basic black, silver, orange belly. I like the, like you said, it's like somewhere around that size 11 or 13 as far as trying to get that. You can just open it up. They all know that you're drinking beer while we do this. Come on, Jace.
That was nice of you to turn away from
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, he turned away.
He's trying to be all professional and everything.
And all they hear is
stop it.
That was awesome.
So anyway.
So no, I like the rogues. Smithwick rogues are my favorite for this time of year as far as casting from shore. You know, not the deeper ones, the shallower diving ones. They do float, but they float slower. I'll put a small split shot above them to keep them more suspended. Mm-hmm. And it's all about the suspended. You know, I mean, it's all about the pause. This time of year, it's all about the pause. You can...
Well, we'll talk about... Let's talk about that in a minute, about the pause and how we're going to retrieve
them. I don't want to talk about it in a minute.
We can talk about it right now.
No, yeah, I don't want to hear from Junior. He keeps talking. So
he couldn't help it. He had to take it. Right?
No. I wanted to ask you, Mitch, your husky jerk.
Yeah.
Typically, a lot of people think about the husky jerk as a deep diving bait. Is that what you're fishing? Oh, well, what kind of husky jerk?
You know, it's a suspending husky jerk. Mm-hmm. So,
I love suspending.
That's kind of the key. I like suspending baits. Like, I know you love the original Rapala,
yes,
and their floaters. So, you know, you stop that pause, and what do? They just come right up like a bobber. That's not real natural to me, but that's fishing that pause that we're talking about. You know, just a straight retrieve, great bait, awesome bait. But to me, I want them to truly be suspending baits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I like the originals just because they have that, just that. And I don't even know if – I wouldn't even call it a wobble. I would just say that back and forth, you know, that roll. They have that big roll that is and they don't rattle. So I think sometimes in the springtime, that's key, is you're not – overdoing it with the rattle, right? I mean, it is overdoing it with the rattle, so you're not overdoing it, and you get that big roll on those originals, and I just think it's a tough one to beat. It really is.
Kind of funny you bring that up. So we fish at a tournament. It's early April, and years ago, we had the most luck on a flat wrap.
Yep.
And really, the key for us when we were watching it in the
Rapala
water.
Rapala flat wrap.
Yeah. It is more of a roll than that wag, you know, back and forth.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that colder water, the roll is a little more enticing.
A little more what they want, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really like that stick bait profile, but I like the Smithwicks because I think it's more of that, just that big roll. And they have a little more flash than the originals. And they do have rattles. So, you know, you can bring down a couple rods and switch up between the two and off you go. So I really think as far as stick baits for go-to, those would be my two go-to. Although it's funny, if you look inside my box, I probably...
You got any cutters in there?
I do. I only have like a few. But, I mean, I probably only have a few of the Husky Jerks. I only have a few of the originals. A few of the Smithwicks, but I have a whole entire box for the cutters because they too are very much in play this time of year.
So, oh yeah.
So the definitely. Cutter 90s and the Cutter 110s. The 110 is my more favorite size, but they suspend and you know, you can give them a quick couple you know, on slack line, give them a quick couple jerks and it'll go more side to side than forward. Or towards you. And so you're not necessarily as much pulling it in as you are just, it's just
giving it action.
Side. Yep. And so you're just getting that slap left, slap right, and then you just sit there, suspends. And I'll let it suspend, count to 8 or longer. And
it's painful.
As it's sitting there, it's painful, mm-hmm. but as it's sitting there, you better be holding on. If you're not paying attention, they will jerk the rod out of your hand. They will hit it so hard, smallmouth, walleye, rainbows. I mean, they will just wiper. Well,
do you know what I kind of compare it to? In my mind, anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows? They're probably not even close. But you got a nice little kitty cat that's all fired up and playing. Well, you know, you throw a ball or something or a yarn, and it sits there, and it's on it like a predator, like, I can't help myself. And after a while, that patience – it has to break. It has to go.
Exactly. And that's a great analogy because that's true. That's what it's like.
Yep. Yep. And and I mean, and they'll just attack it too. And I think the fish are the same way. And hammer it.
Just curious, Brad, what's your favorite kind of stick bait?
Well, I got 4.
we'll let him.
He's got 4. Oh, my God.
I had to know that. I got 4.
that was good.
So you guys have nailed the top 4 baits that I'm going to bring out there. The only difference is 2 of them I'm going to fish with a more of a steady retrieve, and mm-hmm. 2 of them I'm going to fish as a suspending bait.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I had to go with one that I'm going to retrieve and probably not do as much jerkbait, I'm going to go with the Smithwick Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to do a jerkbait type of thing, and we'll talk about what suspending and floating means here in just a second, I'm probably going to go with the Cutter. Had a lot of luck over the last couple years fishing that Cutter because it kind of darts through the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's just sitting there, like Josh said, 8, 10 seconds, you're just sitting there. I mean, you're like, oh, any second, and boom, it can happen.
And we're talking about the Berkley Cutter. The Berkley Cutter, mm-hmm. the 110 and the 90. 90 is a little bit smaller, obviously. The 110 is a little bit
The 90 would be the same size as like a Rapala 9, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably the 110 is like 11.
I thought it would be more like an 11. Well, I don't know. They're kind of in between.
I think they might be. Like, if you had to compare them to like a Rogue or a Rappler, probably like a 10-12.
Right.
Something like that. Well, they seem a little bit bigger.
And they're a great, fairly inexpensive option.
They are. And they work great.
Yep. And if you were to lose one, you're not crying because you got to go sign over your truck after you leave. You know, those Rapplers are very much... Like, you know, I got
well,
I'm like
fat wraps.
I'm selling off a kid to go buy, you know, three or four. So, you know, so that's why
I run a Tracker. I can afford Rapplers.
Me too.
With your Ranger, you're going crawlers and hooks.
I'm like, geez.
Aberdeen hook. That's it. And a ball crawler.
Yeah, booger and a hook. Yeah, no, it's rough. But no, you're right.
Talked about suspending baits and floating baits. I think out of those four that we've been talking about, let's kind of go in what the difference is between, I mean, it's obvious what floating is, right? But really, why do we pick floating? Why do we pick suspended baits? And kind of the difference between them, because like you said, you can weight down a floating bait, but it's not quite the same as a suspended bait.
So real quick, a little trick. Just as we're starting to
talk about this.
A fun fact.
Is it a trick or a fact?
Yeah. Both, but more of a trick.
It's a tricky fact.
So
it's a dork comment.
Another one of Josh's tricky facts.
Yeah, it's just like when he said he's going to hold the crankbait in his hand and we can yank it as hard as he can and it won't hurt him.
I know somebody out there remembers that.
Yeah.
Well, spring's coming up here. We're going to do it.
Anyway, so what's your fun fact?
Fun fact. As we're starting to talk about suspended versus floating, if you do have a floating, whether it be an original or a Rogue or something like that, if you use a fluorocarbon leader, fluorocarbon sinks.
It does.
If you use a heavier fluorocarbon leader, it will sink a little bit more. That will assist that floating bait to go slower as it rises up. That can be a good trick.
That is an upper level.
That is true.
That was a whole other podcast.
But
heavy line. Yeah. But it's something to keep in mind is because we're not really going to talk too much about how we rig this stuff up. But a good thing to keep in mind as we talk, as we venture into suspended versus floating, is you can control that with some variables like a split shot or fluorocarbon line that sinks.
When would you prefer to use suspended over floating or vice versa?
Me, myself?
Yeah. I'm looking at you.
Always. No, I truly, you know, like.
No, Mitch is a big suspended. He doesn't fish floating very often.
Now, and truly, if I had like the best plan ever, I'd probably have like a floating Rappel on one rod. Yep. And, you know, a husky jerk on another, and I would take turns. You know, I'd fish one for a little bit and then throw something different at them, just assuming that there's fish there, you know, because I can't see them, but in my mind, there's fish there. I just have to trigger them.
Yep. I think the big difference is the way you're going to retrieve that, and because if you're fishing a suspended bait, it doesn't change it versus a floating bait if you're doing a steady retrieve. It's really going to get its dive curb, whether that's 2-3 feet, whatever it is. And it's going to be the same. But suspended gives you a lot more options of what you can do with that bait, right?
Yeah, no, totally. And that was kind of the point of being different is, yeah, one's going to be a steady, slow, steady retreat.
Sometimes that's what you want.
Yeah, yep. Sometimes that's what you want.
Yeah. Well, and with all of the baits that we've talked about baits that don't dive very deep. But give me your favorite bait that dives deep that would be a stick bait. And remember, it can dive, it can have any sort of size bill on it.
Right? Well, my favorite, if I'm going to be fishing under that 2-3 foot, if I'm talking five deeper still fishing a good break, let's say, it's going to be the husky jerk all day long.
Husky jerk.
Like a deep husky jerk.
Yes.
Deep husky jerk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You too?
Yeah, probably.
See, I like
But I'm usually not throwing something deep.
I'm not either. It's kind of tricky because it's not this time of year. We would, especially if you're casting out in front of you a little bit.
Or it's daytime and you want to get down a little bit deeper, maybe, if you want to try to see. You know, I'm going with the flicker minnow. I'm going with the bigger flicker minnow, the size 9 or bigger. And I'm going to use that. Flicker minnow is, it's gets
money.
Down fast.
It is. It
and
gets
it's
down
got
real
that
fast.
Good action. And I think it's an easy one, and they are slow to rise.
The only problem
almost even suspend a little bit.
They do front suspend a little bit, don't they? Their tail comes up a little bit faster than their front. Yeah. But the problem that I have with the fishing that flicker minnow is that you almost have to work that bait a little bit fast because they have such a deep dive.
You're
once
right.
they're down, to keep it down, you have to keep that bait, not cooking, but you right. have to have your retrieve a little bit faster.
Well, but I think that's a great point because if we're going to fish the spring, and a typical spring retrieve should have these pauses.
It should.
So if you're going to do that, you can give it a few aggressive cranks, get it down, and then give it that pause. And by the time you give it that pause, a couple more aggressive cranks and then let it sit. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't have to crank for, you know, a whole 8 seconds. You know, you can just do 1, 2, 3 and then let it sit there.
No, I'm a fan of the
great way to keep it towards the bottom as you work it up that slope back towards you if you're fishing for shore. And if you're not fishing from shore, what a great way to get it to stay on the downside.
To follow the
downside. Follow the down
curve. Well, yeah, if you're in a boat, it's a different story,
yeah.
right? But and I fished the flicker minnows way more out of my boat, especially trolling them, even early spring.
Well, they're an amazing trolling bait, but I think they're overlooked as a casting bait.
I've used them. I just find them a little harder to use with that shallower presentation that I'm trying to go for.
Yeah.
Well, I should probably open up the arsenal a little more, but I'm kind of locked in when I'm going out this time of year and casting at night.
Well, you're a Minnesota
shore.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck on my suspending
yeah.
stick baits.
Yeah, your parents gave you took the hooks out of a Rapala and stuck it in your mouth and you shoot
my
on
my rattle.
Yeah. here's another one, which we haven't mentioned, but I have had success on, and I think they look great. And as I build my confidence in them, I will probably have more to tell you about them. But Strike King's jerk bait is excellent as far as it suspends well. It has great action. It's the shallower diving. It comes in great colors. That is a really good jerk bait.
Guys,
it's a better price too.
Have you guys used the KVD?
That's what it is.
Yes, the KVDs. Yeah. Have you used them?
I haven't.
I have not.
And talking to a buddy of mine that does predominantly bass fishing in Omaha out there. I was with him here a few weeks ago, and he's like, dude, you guys need to jump on board with this bait because
he doesn't
want to catch walleye. And he's like, God,
really?
Especially in the spring, he crushes them on there trying to go for largemouth.
Yep.
You know, because they don't have any smallmouth there. So he's fishing for those largemouth in the spring when the waters open up. And he says he tags a lot of good walleye in the middle of the day.
I like
hearing that.
I know. That's what made me think of it. So when you brought up Strike King, I was like, the KVDs, dude. Yeah. I mean, whether or not – I haven't used them.
I'd love to have some people
email us at alleyesonfishing@gmail.com and tell us about their successes with KVDs because I haven't. This is the I've seen them before, and I'm like, eh. And maybe it's because it's such a big bass industry with
that
I just kind of brush them off. Doesn't mean they won't work.
Well, I think we've kind of expelled some myths about, you know, walleyes and bass fishing.
Great,
yeah. So why not just go all in?
Yeah. I bet I have.
They're suspending.
Oh, yeah. No, I bet I have probably 8 or 9 of them. And I use them. I will have.
I got zero.
Yeah, well,
and that's going to change because they're not that pricey.
No, but I'll tell you another one. And they're hard to find. But that Lucky Craft.
Yeah.
Slender pointer is.
Yeah, that's good.
Brutal to try to find. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, I know they're made in another country and all that, but they are very difficult to find, that slender pointer. And but I'll tell you, that is by far my favorite jerk bait.
And we've talked jerk baits and floatings and stuff. Tell me what predominantly we've talked about your paws, but run that by me, what you're talking about with the kind of retrieves that you're doing. So, guys, no.
Right.
Because the steady retrieve is going to be more towards a floating. Is that what I'm getting?
Hey, yeah. I mean, do you mind if I jump in? Because so if I'm going to start out, I'll cast it as far as I can on that 20-30 degree angle. You know, keep it in shallow water. And as soon as it hits the water, I crank it down probably 5-6 times hard
to get it down to depth.
Get it down to depth, and then I boop. Then I stop.
And he makes that noise, everybody.
I do.
He's over there, and you hear
him
going. You
should see my face.
Sounds like he's grunting. We're like, what's he doing? He's reeling down.
I get it down.
I'm glad we're not on Facebook Live.
So what's it down?
I know.
What's
no
it down?
Right.
Yeah, I let it sit.
It would not be a kid-friendly show if they saw that.
So here's the thing that's tricky with the paws. A lot of times, you know, you've got wind blowing in, you know, because of course I'm gonna fish that.
Yep.
And what happens when you pause and stop? Well, the waves just take your whole setup
slack.
In. So I'm letting it sit, but I'm slowly keeping that slack out as much as I can. I mean, I don't let it just go slack because, you know, talking to a lot of guys, I know what's happened to me. Wham! They'll hit it, and they're gone, you know. So you want to be able to feel them hit it and not miss those great bites.
Right. I am. I'm a little bit different. I will cast out. I will try to, like I said, I will almost always fish with a split shot above it, about a foot above it, just to help slow down that float and also to help get it down. If it's a floating, I'll cast it out. If it's a suspending, I will cast it out, and it's immediately two jerks. And it's jerks on slack line, and that gives it that side, and then it just sits there. And then I'll give it probably three or four, right? And that helps to kind of get it down a little bit further, mm-hmm. and then it just sits there. With the floating, it just darts straight in, that big roll, rolls in, and then it stops. And then it rolls in, and I'll do it two, right?
But you're not pausing as long on that.
Not as long, but I will. I mean, I've caught a lot of big walleyes with them floating up and sitting on the surface. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll just sit right there on the surface, and they come up from underneath and explode on it. So, but the suspended ones, I have fished more with suspended ones over the last 5-6 years, and especially the jerk bait styles. And I'm telling you, you can be aggressive. Like, you can give two just on slack line, hard jerks, and then just let it sit.
See, I do the same thing that Mitch does. When I cast it out, and I fish predominantly, I don't know. I think I'd rather fish the suspending bite, or probably 80, 90% of the time I'm fishing that. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I cast that out, I'm giving it 4 or 5 quick cranks down. And then as soon as it gets to there, I let it just sit.
In his boat or shore?
Shore.
Okay.
Shore. Now I'm talking all the stuff that I'm doing from shore. And then I give it 2-3 big and really good aggressive jerks, reel down just a little bit to where my slack isn't going to blow in the wind, and I just sit there and just hang out for that 5, 6, 10 seconds, and then reel up my slack a little bit, boom, boom, boom. Another 2, 3, 4 quick jerks, let it sit there all the way in.
So I try to keep it around a couple each time.
It actually changes too, because sometimes those fish do want a steady retrieve. Sometimes they want the jerk. So it's good to be versatile in both. What I'm saying, I think what we're getting at is, if you had to have stick baits, have both, because you're going to use both. There's a time for a steady retrieve, and there's definitely time for that jerk bait style type.
Yeah, approach. I carry a backpack. I throw grab a couple trays out of the boat.
That's it.
A couple boxes out of the boat. Throw them in the backpack. Throw a pair of pliers in my pocket, you know,
put them
back
quick
pocket,
clips on it.
Running.
I'm running quick clips on all mine. You guys
absolutely.
Direct ties.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And in the backpack, I've got an extra spool of leader if I need it. But usually I don't even mess with that most times. And I'm off and running. And it really is an efficient way to really go find fish and have the opportunity to catch big fish. Nice big fish.
Yeah. You can really get into them. But the thing is, you got to get out and do it.
Can't catch them from the couch.
You can't. Definite
well,
tagline.
I could.
No. You can hardly catch them
on your Wii game console.
Yeah. I catch anybody. On the couch.
So we're going to wrap it up tonight. Thanks for following us on All Eyes on Fishing. And make sure that you're checking out the Next Level. Share us with your friends. But also, a lot of these podcasts come from listeners. AllEyesOnFishing@gmail.com.
Yep. Order a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Order
That's
a
on
hat,
a website.
Order a shirt. Order a sweatshirt. It's that time of year. Go on this
gear
website.
Up.
Gear up.
All Keep right. listening.
Yeah. Keep listening.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.